Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Tezvav. Today's daf is sponsored L'Refuah Shleima Shlomo Chaim Michal Ben Rezo Leah L'Refuah Shleima, and is also sponsored L'Zecha Nishmas Dr. Alan Goldstein Avram Ben Menachem Moshe, a man whose dedication to his patients was matched only by his love for learning and teaching Torah, sponsored by his children Dvorah and Kenneth Polinsky. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, we are daf Tezvav, and again, just scheduling note, over the next week and a half or so, I'm going to be traveling, so either the daf will be up from the last cycle, or I'll be up from the new ones. I'm going to get ahead, but hopefully in a week or two, we'll get back. And also apologize, some of the daf were a little shorter from the last cycle, because it was Slichas time at that stage, so it was just squeezing it in, but Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to talk about everything over the course of the Masechta, and over the course of the next couple of months. Okay, so Yud Dalet Amud Beis, we're by the Mishnah, Makom Sheno Hagu. So we're still discussing all the way until we get to the end of this first parak, as we do the first 20 blot here. Still talking about what type of business transactions we're allowed to do with idolaters. So today we get the Mishnah says Makom Sheno Hagu Lebkarbe Madaka Lo Vdika Chavim Ochrim. Wherever the minhag is to sell behemadakas to ovdei kachavim, sheep and rams and v'chulu, any other type of behemadaka, so mochrin, one is allowed to sell. Makam shalago shalolim karein mochrin, and where the minhag is not to, so then we do not sell the animals. What's the issue? What's the issue of selling a behemadaka? So again, this is talking about a society that we have trouble understanding. This society, because it's really no modern society that has this chash that is so commonly used, but that's what we said. Many of these, we said in the introduction to the Masechta, we're talking about some type of idolatrous nation and group that are into other things as well. So here there's a chash of revia, a chash that the people were commonly with animals in a relationship, and therefore there was chashos that that's also asa daraisa for them. So it would be lifnei iver to give them certain types of animals, and that's why it would be us. Or again, it's hard for us to fathom this lamaisa, but either way, that's not our issue now. You know, it's hard for us to fathom avodah zarah too. You know, until the certain types of avodah zarah, until the anshei kness hagdola, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, you know, wiped out or locked up the yitzhara for avodah zarah. So the Gemara says they weakened the avodah zarah for arayos. That's why we don't have it for krovim. But that's the, so in that context, keep it in mind. So that's what the Gemara says. Welcome, struggle of karpe madaka. The minag, where the minag is mochrin, meaning in the place where there's no chash of revia for them, and that's why there's no problem for giving them the animal. That's what Tosfos says in Makom Shenagu. Pirish mishum chash revia v'avar alifne iver. Right, in the case where there's a chash of their being with these animals, and we don't want to take part in that averas. That's why it would be a problem to give it over. But in a place where there is not a minug to withhold from selling, in a place where there's no chash revia, then ein mochrim, so then one is, I'm sorry, where there's a minug is not to sell, then you don't sell. Where there's a minug to sell, then you can't sell. But when it comes to behem agasas, large animals, so then that's always usur. Why? Because that's not a chash or revia. That's a different chash the Gemara is going to talk about. That's a chash of working it on Shabbos. If we sell the animal, the behem agasas, on Shabbos, then we might come to not only sell it to them, selling an animal to a guy on Shabbos, and the guy working the animal is not a problem. Right, it's the animal, the goy's animal. The animal is not, the goy is not mitzuveh on Shvisas HaShabbos. A goy is even usur to keep Shabbos, as we know. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Malachim, Shabbos and Talmud Torah are the two unique, areas of halacha that one, they're not allowed to fulfill, because if they do, that would be considered creating their own religion. And therefore, those two are excluded, but all other halachas, they're allowed to. But Shabbos is not shayach for them. So therefore, if a guy has an animal that works on Shabbos, there's no problem. The problem is that if we allow selling, then we might come to allow borrowing or lending or renting, and then it could be the Jew's animal that is working on Shabbos. One of the reasons, among others, that we'll see in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, but that's why Behema Gasas, which are used for Avoda, so that's a separate Isser, Ein mochrim lahem behemagasis. Rashi, let's just read it now. Bibidei shem yuchedes lemalacha. Va'ose behemto milacha b'shabbos. Right, it's miucha lemalacha, and that can lead to Malacha Shabbos, as we know, it's also us, or not only for us to do malacha, but for our avadim to do malacha, for our animals to do malacha. Only kelim is mutter. Our kelim are not. We're not mitzuvah according to what we pass. Mashrisas kelim. The Gemara says, agalim v'siyachim shleim v'shvurim. Even young calves and donkeys and shleim v'shvurim, even if they have a broken leg, right, which you might say is not, you know, workable, but still goes there once we assert the category of animals, so then we answered it, well. Tosa discusses in Shleiman v'Shvurin, right, goes there, Shvurin atu Shleiman. Tosa says a tema. Maishna mi para, titalinan be'emer l'shchita zavnei, u'b'shvurin vaday l'shchita zavnei. Why is there a difference between an ox and a cow? We say the oxen are usser, but cows were not gozer atu the oxen, while broken legs were gozer, to the non-broken legs. So why we goes there by one and not by others? The Yishlomar says Tosfos is another element. The Shvurin ki chazu luhu alma bebeis ovdei gochavim. There's a Mara Zion issue. By the broken legs, when the people see it in the house of Avodah Zarah, Savri the Shleim and Nimkaru. They'll think that, oh, it broke its leg afterwards. Ube beis ovdei gochavim nishtabru. V'chi zavin lav l'shchita zavin. Avo para afilu la'achar yamim rabim. Ki chazu la alma bebeis ovdei gochavim arma l'shchita zavin. There's a difference between a para would never be, people wouldn't think that was used for the work because it's not used for work. And that's what it's used for shchita, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Mashain kein shvurin will be gozer atu shleiman. We'll talk more about this with Hashem in the Gemara in a minute. Rabbi Yehuda is matir b'shvura. He doesn't make such a gzera, as we'll see in the Gemara. And Ben Betera is matir b'sus. And Ben Betera allows a horse. He doesn't think that's a problem. Why? We're used to thinking that horses do malacha. But in the days of the Talmud, horses were more used for riding, not for malacha. And if they're used for riding, so the Isra of riding is only in Isra d'Rabbanan. Right, on Shabbos. So therefore, we're not going to be gozer atu in Isser Drabbanan. Rashi, Matir Besus, She'ein Malachto Ela L'Rechiva, V'Rechiva Shvusi, V'la Malacha Mishun D'chai Nosei Es Atzmo, V'lo Ichbaslan, Im Asi Lahash Ilo U Lahaskiro. There's only an Isser Drabbanan there. So again, riding an animal could be two points. Number one, in an issue, Chai Nosei Es Atzmo, what is that? That's Hotza'a. So Chanos Yitzasmo makes a Daraisa go down to a Drabanan. It doesn't make it Mutter, but a Daraisa goes down to a Drabanan. That's number one. But there's also another Drabanan, and that we know, have a Chumash please, gracious. And the other Drabanan is there's an Isser of riding or using. Any Hishtamshus Pebehemo was assered by Chazal. That's also Drabanan. But again, Moshe said Drabanan. Right, the Chanos Yitzasmo we mentioned in a Parsha Shir a couple of months ago. It's meduyik in the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's and Avraham Avinu's fulfillment of the Akedah. Right? Hashem that tells Avraham, kachna es binchas yichidcha asher ahavta, take the son, your unique single son that you love. We've pointed out that's the first place that love appears in the Torah. Dafka by Hashem commanding Avraham to kill a son, that's the first place where love is. Asher ahavta. Es Yitzchak, v'lech lecha l'Eretz HaMoriah, take him to Eretz HaMoriah, v'ha'aleyu sham la'ola, and bring him up for an ola al achad harim. Bring him up. Avram is commanded to bring Yitzchak up. This language of Ramadayagin answers the question of the what exactly happens. What happens later? Avram Avinu takes the atzeha ola, v'yasem al Yitzchak b'no, v'yikach b'yado, esheish ha'chad ha'echoshem yachta. They all go, fine, they're walking to the mountain. And what happens? He sets up the wood. He ties Yitzchak up. And then he puts him on the Mizbeach. On top of the Eitzim. So one would have thought that he first put him on the Mizbeach and then tie him up. Doesn't say that. It says first he ties him up, and then it says he put him on the Mizbeach. Why? I think it's the Maral Diskin who says because of Chaynos Yisatzmo. Hashem commanded Avram, you put him up. If Yitzchak climbed up himself, or even if he had a boost a little bit from his father, that wouldn't be ha'ala'a on a daraisa level. Chaynos Yisatzmo would be considered that Yitzchak is doing it partially himself. And Hashem commanded Avram to put him up. That's why he tied him up first. Why? Because the Gemara says, by kafus, if somebody is tied up, you don't say chaneos yisatzmo. Right? Then the entire malacha is on the ma'aleh, and therefore, that's why Harifus, the Maral Diskin says, first he tied to be Yitzchak, and then he put him on the Mizbeach because of the Chai Nosei as Atzmo. Good, but that's why there's no Isser de Oraisa that Ben Beseir is worried about, and that's why he allows Matir Besus, he allows it with a Sus. We had Ben Beseir before, if you remember, we had it earlier back on Dav Zayin or so, on Zayin Mabez, where we spoke about Nachum Amadi and those other issues. Okay, Lameimra, says the Gemara, is this to say, the fact that the Mishnah starts off with different places. Some have a minog to sell behemadakas, some don't have a minog to sell behemadakas. Meaning, there's no minog that is overriding that we would definitely assume. Right? You go by whatever the minog is. Some of the minog, yes, to sell the behemadakas, and some don't. Lamemer di sura leka minhagahu te'ika. Is this to tell us that there's no iser, it's just based on minog? Right? We always know. We always have to be mechalik. What's the daraisa? What's the drabanan? What's the minhag? Right, so here it sounds like it's based on minhag. It's not based on iser. Hecha denohig iser nahug. Hecha denohig heter nahug. Does it go by minhag? Is that really true? But for a mini. But didn't we learn later on? On Daf Chav Beis, right? The Mishnah there says, beginning of the second parak. The second parak is called Ein Mamidin. Right, based on this Mishnah. Second parak, Daf Chav Beis. For a mini. Ein Mamidin. Behema bapunta kosh lo dikachavim. One is not allowed to park their animal in the inn of Ovdei Kochavim, Bebreisha Chashud and Al Ravia, because they're Chashud. Again, these types of idol worshippers that were into idol worship, but were also into being with animals, bestiality. So Bebreisha Chashud and Al Ravia, they're Chashud, so you can't. So here it says, Tzali and Minag. Maybe you can sell, maybe you can sell. There, you says you're not allowed to park your animals there. But they're Chashud. And Rashi says, V'ika Mishum Lefnei Iver Lo Tzitin Mechshol, to Bnei Noach Netztabo Al Ravia. Rashi says, included in Gili Arayas of Bnei Noach is Ravia. Dichsiv, v'hayu l'basar echad. Right? Yatsu behema v'chaya she'inas in basar echad. Right? Excluding basar and chaya. You can't have basar echad there. So therefore, I ask the Gemara, how do you answer the stira? So the Gemara is not, at least in the first answer, right? If we notice the verb used, there's a difference. Here we're talking about selling animals. There we're talking about being ma'amid animals. So that already could give away the answer. Not, but the Gemara's question is assuming there's no difference between the two. Selling and being ma'amid. So the Gemara gives two answers. And then we'll come back to talking about v'hayil basar echad. Two answers. Number one, Amar Rav. Rav says, really, that also is dependent on minhag. Over there it says you're not allowed to be ma'amid, but that's only in the place where there's a minhag, not to sell. Amar Rav, makam she'itiru limkar, hitiru liyached, makam she'asru liyached, asru limkar. Meaning, in a chinami, don't be mechalik between the two verbs, but just say that Mishnah is talking about a case where you wouldn't sell it either. Right? But in a place where you would sell it, then there wouldn't be an isser of yichud with the creating an isser yichud of the animals with the Ovdei Kochavim, and therefore there's no problem. As Rashi says, akol holech achra minag. Everything goes after the minag. Fine. Answer number one. Answer number two, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Amar, af b'makam shasru liyached, mutter limkar. No, be medayik. Over there it says you're not allowed to be miyached. Leave your animal in the puntakos. So that's across the board. What are we talking about here? Selling. There's still a minhag about selling. Why, what's the difference? They would only be with animals that weren't their own. Because if they're with an animal that's their own, so that would cause the animal to become sterile, and therefore they wouldn't be with their own animals. You can't park your animal because he won't have any hesitance to go out and to do something with your animal. That's why it's usur across the board to park it. But even in a place, my time right, and therefore, across the board, there's an isser parking. But here, the question about mechira depends on the minhag. V'yaf Rav Hadarbe, and Rav himself was chozer bo. Damar of Tachlifa, Amar of Shila bar Avimi, Mishrei de Rav, Ovi Kochalim, Chasal Behemto, Shelo Teaker. He was himself was chozer bo to hold like Rabbi Lazar's suggestion and not his own. A couple of points. Number one, the fact that included in the isser of Ravia is based on v'hayu l'basar echad, that works bein l'rashi, bein le, it might work better for the Ramban, but bein l'rashi, bein l'Ramban. Right? Remember that machlokas we've mentioned often on v'hayu l'basar echad. Rashi says, what does that mean? That a person leaves his parents, al-ken yazov isha, sovev es imo, v'davak b'ishta v'hayu l'basar echad. Rashi says, ha'vlad anotzer aydei shnehem. the baby, the offspring, that's the basar echa. That's in the flesh, the mother and the father. So that's what Rashi says basar echa is. Says the Ramban, I don't think that's the best shot that you could give because the animals also have it. And here we seem to be talking about something specifically, uniquely human. V'hayla basar echad. So that's what the Ramban says, that v'hayla basar echad doesn't mean a physical connection, but it means an emotional, a psychological, something much deeper. And he says, animals don't have dveikus bin ashosehen. Right? Animals mate. And even animals that might be monogamous and only have one mate for life, it's still mating. It's not a relationship. Well, humans have that relationship. That's the davak b'ishtav ahayu l'basar echad. And that doesn't happen with a human being and an animal according to either. Bein l'Rashi, bein l'Ramban, neither of those exist. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf nun ches, ahayu l'basar echad, excludes bestiality, revi'ah, and even Bnei Noach are included in that. Again, we've mentioned often the Sefer Chinuch in Tav Tezayin, right? Bein LeJew, Bein LeEno Yehudi, right? Bnei Noach, there is an Isser of Revi'ah by both. The difference is, by a Jew, it's a separate Isser d'Araisa. It's a separate one of the Arayas. While by a non-Jew, by a Ben Noach, all the Arayas are included in Gili Arayas. Right, we know there are seven mitzvahs bei Noach, but really, as the Chinuch says in the Va'es Chanan, they're all seven categories. There are many mitzvos included in Gili Arayis. For a Jew, it's many. For a non-Jew, it's Gili Arayis. Avodah Zarah has many included in it. For a Jew, it's many different ones, right? 51, I think we mentioned the first day. More than 50 mitzvos that have to do with Avodah Zarah. For a non-Jew, it's one. One. So that's a big category. If you add it up, probably 30 or 40 averos that the Bnei Noach are included in. But that's what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch says that it's Chazdei Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it for us in Tav Tes Zayin in Va'es Chanan. Hashem makes it for us separate mitzvahs, because Hashem wants to give us schar for each and every mitzvah. Right? He says this on the mitzvah of Lo Tis'aveh, not to covet, says the Chinuch. This is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon Bnei Noach too. Really? Lo Tis'aveh? That's not on the list of Sheva mitzvos. He says, yes, it is. It's included in Gezel. It's included in stealing, right? You can't steal and you can't do anything that leads to stealing, even Daraisa. This could be a Siyag Daraisa also on the list of that category. But says the Chinuch, again, this is one of those classic sources that about once a month or so we get to mention, but that's the Gavlus of Daf Yomi, that we get to chazer some of the main sources that apply in so many different contexts. Gam kol b'nei ha'olam b'chuyim v'ab, all the world, l'fish hi anaf l'mitzvahs gezel, it's a branch of the mitzvah of Gezel, shehi achas ben ha'sheva mitzvah shenistav olam kol b'nei ha'olam, which is one of the sheva mitzvahs. V'al tit'eh b'ni, my son, who he wrote his sefer for to learn with his friends on Friday night, right? Don't make a mistake, my son. It's seven categories, seven titles. There are many details in every category. Ashes Av, Vizachar, Behema. Right? All of those are included in Arayos. V'chein inyan avodah zarah. Kulo nechshav lahem mitzvah achas. V'yishba kama pratim. Shehem shavim bo liyisrael. L'inyan shechayavim b'chol masha bezin sheyisrael mamisin aleha. Kamochei nomar gezel. Shehuzru gamkein b'kol harchakosav. All the harchakos of gezel also apply to a non-Jew. Lo sis ave, lo sachmod. And others. Ve'en kamanasi lo marshiu kamonu musharan al zebalav. Shehem lo nisharu beprati alav and kamo Yisrael. Avon Israel derech lav osan shiva. Ki ilu tomar al derech mashal. Shis hiram hakaz of ish ish akosh erb sarol lo sikri ol imam. Vachos vachol ashar. Lekuochen avon azara and la gezel. Avon be Yisrael ein enyan kain. And here's this last line. Sheratza hamakom lezakosam. Vehir bolahem mitzvos yosem mehen. Shemot to be mezakeh us. V'gam ba'osan shenistavinu anachnu v'heim zachinu anachnu lios sivinu alein b'mitzvot aseiv alavin nifradim v'chol zeh zechus v'tovol anafshenu shkala osim mitzvah achas konel praklet echad. Right, quoting the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Makos, the most famous thing the Rebbechini Menakashi ever said, Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachos Yisrael L'Fi L'Chir B'Lem Torah Mitzvahs, and all the Rishonim L'Yachronim ask, why is that such a schus? Right, the more mitzvahs we have, isn't that a chova? Just give us 15 mitzvahs and we'll focus on it. Why give us 613? Many different answers given. The Rambam has his pshat and the Maharal has his pshat. The Sefer Chinuch's pshat is that it's a schus because we get so many mitzvahs, so many things that Hashem could have made one category. He separated, and that's the schus. Russell Azako says Yisrael, that's why he was marred by the number of mitzvahs of actions that we would have had to do anyway. Again, many other pshatim. The Netziv says maybe the Hirbal and Torah mitzvahs, it's the Hechsher mitzvahs that are included that didn't have to be included. Many other suggestions as well, but we will continue. That is the Revia, and that's Rashi right here. Right, Rashi here. They're included, but it's not a separate one of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, but it is included in the issue of Gezel. The halacha is, as we know, but when it comes to Revia, that the halacha is we kill the animal also. We have that in the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Right, why do we kill the animal? Animal is das, animal is chai misa. Right, so the Gemara talks about whether it's takala or kalon. Whether it's this animal was involved in such a terrible sin, so it's inappropriate for that animal to exist right now. Or do we say it's embarrassing, right? Cologne, when the animal's going, oh, that's the animal that so-and-so was with. Right? It's embarrassing for the person, right? So that's the two suggestions that the Gemara and the Rishonim have. Takal or Kalon, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, discusses this on Daf Nun Dalet. Gemara says, the Mishnah itself asks the question. The Mishnah says, "Im Adam Chata Behema Machata El Lafisha Ba La Adam Takala Al Yada Lafichach Amar Akasev Tisakel." Day number one, right? The unusual. The Mishnah itself gives the two reasons. Davar Acher Shlote Behema Veres Pashuk VeYomer Zui Shenizkabel Nolni Al Yada. That's the animal that so and so got skila for. So the two days in the Mishnah. Reshev Engel in the Beis HaOtzar discusses: is there das? Does the animal have das? Right, like the stories in the Mabul, right, that they had a taiva for Einan Minam. So is that really das? Is that just their instinct was changed? The Beis Halevi says there it's a metaphysical difference, right? Remember the Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach, where the Beis Halevi says that human beings affect not only ourselves, everything that we do affect ourselves, right? Like the Chinuch says, Achrei Pu'ulos Imshachos Alavavos. The more we do, it affects us, right? That comes up all the time. Right, the beautiful Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, Hakol Afi Rov HaMaisa, says the Rambam, it's better to give 100 people $1 each than one person $100. Why? Because it's 100 acts of staka, and that's different on me than one act with $100. So that's so number one, our actions affect us. Number two, it affects our neighbors. Right, oy la Russia, oy la Shcheino, tov la Russia, tov la Tzadik, tov la Shcheino, and it even affects the world around us. Metaphysically. And that's the Beis Halevi. That's what happened by the animals don't have das, don't have taiva. A horse doesn't have a taiva for an ox. And, an elephant doesn't have a taiva for other animals. But it's the metaphysical effect of our actions. Just like our actions have unbelievable, effects in Shamayim, as Rechaim Yivalajan talks about in Nefesh Hachaim, so too in this world. So too in this world, says the Beis Halevi on Parshas Noach. Mikol makom al yedei hemshecho achar eiza taiva hu magbir kocha shel taiva halazu ad shemashris ze b'teva shel kol abruim hu b'ha'olam lios tivam nimshach laze yosim imashal yekodem. Works in the positive too. Kichein yasan malko shel olam. That's what Hashem made the world. Bet bio teva lechol briyosav lios tivam nishtane v'nimshach achar ma'isa adam mehergelo. Ukefi rov asiyas ha'adam kein yishtane teva shel kulam im ma'at v'im harbe. But then he says, v'lo levad b'briyos ha'chayim elagam b'domimim. In the domain, right? The dirt and the earth. Right? What's the language in Achremos or in Vayikra? We're matame the aretz with our sins. That doesn't just mean that we are doing tumah. The ground itself, right? They're telling about the ground itself. Nasa teva chadasha hagorbim lashochin betocham lios lem netiel lazu. Kamosh Amar Akasev, like Yirmiyahu says, v'tavo v'tatamiyas artzi v'idei maaseyem timu l'guf haaretz ki teva hamadinos chalukim gamkem. He quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin. Right? Asar kavim znus yardu la'olam tisha natla. Aravia v'chein b'cholamidus v'inyin ze hagam kilo nucha lahasigo b'seichel. We can't fathom it intellectually, right? It's not logical. We can't really fully understand it, but we know it's true. Mikol makom kol adam yuchal hargisho b'chush mamish b'vo leizem medina acheres chadasha shi prutza be'ezah prat min apratim yimsa gamba atzmo ezah netiyev amshachal azeh prat yozim ha'shayelo k'shayim medina cheres. If you go to a certain area and there's a certain sin that is very rampant and common, so all of a sudden it affects it's in the air. It's in the air, right? Sometimes the opposite. You can feel excitement in the air. You can feel kedusha in the air. You can feel anything in the air. And that's what the Beis Halevi discusses at length at the beginning of Parshas Noach in one of his defining ma'amarim. And that's what he says. That's even the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Also, something that many give different pshatim on. We're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon in the future. What's din? What's cheshbon? Many different pshatim. So the Beis Halevi says, din is what you did. Cheshbon is about what you affected. Right? Latov and Lara. Din v'cheshbon. The Gra says, din means what you did, and cheshbon is what you could have done at that time. That I did or didn't do. But the Beis Halevi says, din means on the maisim that I did and the cheshbon is all the effects that I had, how much Torah I taught, how much did I inspire people, how much did I not inspire people. So that is all in terms of the animals. So, but again, the animals, the Beis Ha'otzar, again, I didn't read it this time. Maybe I'll read it later if there's time or not. But it's in Klal Nunhei, where he talks about da'as for animals. Do animals have da'as? That is discussed there. Good. Shor Niskal v'chulu. Says the Gemara now two dots. Ubachom akom in mocher behemagasa v'chulu. My time. So why can't you sell behemagasas? So behemadakas, we said, is an issue of revia. So what about behemagasas? My time. Says the Gemara, nehid de la revia lo chashinan, mevid behemalacha chashinan. Okay, we're not worried about revia when it comes to cows, right? But we're worried about malacha. So the Gemara says, v'nevid. What's the problem? Let the animal do malacha. Kiva de savna kanya. Once the guy buys the animal, he bought it. Gezerah mishum she'elu mishum schiras. It's a gezerah because if we are allowed to sell a behemagasa, we might come to lend out or rent out, and then it's the Jew's animal doing malacha, and that is usur. That is usur, right? Included in the isur daraisa, lo sasako malacha, pashas Yisrael. Ato ben chobitecha avcha mascha uvehem techa. She'elu, so says the Gemara now. And again, it's actually even before we even do the next line. Is a Shas Rashi right here. Shas Rashi to underline. Right? What Rashi says, what was the question? Kiva de Zavne Kanye, once he buys it, he's kona it. Rashi says, Ve'enisha Yisrael, umishum lefneiver lo sidin mechsha lo kaver, and there's no lefneiver, jibene noach lo nisavo ala shvisa. Right? Bnei noach na mitzuvah on Shabbos. Avagabe revia, you can't say that because that is lefneiver. And then Rashi says at the end, yes, of course, there's a drabanan of Emir la'akum, but we're talking about a daraisa level. But what does Rashi say is the source? It's amazing that in Shas, there's no source. Three suggestions of the Rishonim, but in the Gemara, there's no source for gzera of Emir la'akum. Why did Chazal make such a gzera of a shvus? Amir al-Akam asking a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos. Umash asher Yisrael lomar lovik al-chave maseh li kach, zeo mishum, mimso chefsecha v'dabar davar. Yishayo nunches. Rashi says, it's always quoted in Avodah Zarah Tezvav. And people are like, what's it doing in Avodah Zarah Tezvav? It's right here. Because we're talking about, you know, selling an animal to a non-Jew on Shabbos. It's not asher daraisa once the guy has it, but if I would ask a guy to do a malacha for me on Shabbos, it would be a violation of himself, chetzel chavet davar davar. I have to speak differently on Shabbos, and that it would not be a Shabbos type of topic, asking a non-Jew to do malacha for me on Shabbos. The nafkamina, the stifler here, talks about, according to this reason, so then arranging everything before Shabbos should be mutter. There's no mimso, chetzel chavet davar davar. If I tell everything beforehand to the guy, so then it shouldn't be a problem. But there are two other suggestions, and that's why it's still a problem even arranging it before Shabbos. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Vav, the Rambam says, because Gzeira, I might, if I ask a guy to do it, then I myself might come to do Malacha on Shabbos as well. Right, that is the Rambam in Perek Vav, Kidei Shelo Tiye Shabbos Kala Beinehen V'Yavohu La'asos Ba'atzman. I might come to do it myself. That's the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. And then finally, have another Rashi. The Rashi at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, Rashi says, Harehu Shlucho, Shlichus Lechumra. Usually a guy is excluded from Shlichus. Shlucho Shalom Kamosa only applies to a Jew. But the Gemara discusses this in Bava Metzia, Ayin Aleph or so. But the Rashi says, there in Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, towards the end, the beginning of that last Tarek, about giving your wallet, you're stuck outside, you're going to give it to a guy to carry in, Hotzah. So Rashi says, he's your Shliach. Right? So those are the three suggestions given by the Mefarshim for the source. There is one more, and that's the Smag. The Smag quotes a Medrash that seems to hold that it's also Daraisa. We don't paskin that way. But the Smag holds that it is usur d'oraisa in lo sase ayin hay. Ayin hay. V'loshon lo ye aseh hakasuv lo yaseh hakasuv batora mochiach ksas shehu drasha gemura. Shehu drasha gemura. Okay. That is the, that's the, according to the Medrash in the Mechilta. Good. But either way, those are the 3 days, about Malacha of a, asking a guy to do Malacha. Again, the Kilas Yaakov here in Simon Ches discusses Nafkaminas. What if you arrange it before Shabbos? What about asking them on Shabbos to do something after Shabbos? Right, and there are many different details about when you're allowed to hint one type of Hanam, direct benefit, additional benefit, right? How am I allowed to ask two types of hinting? Mentioning the Malacha, we had Shurim on this in the past. We'll see at the end at this time. Maybe we'll go through some more of the details. There is a story that is quoted also by the Rishonim. It's quoted as Yerushalmi, but we don't know exactly where this Yerushalmi is. The Ritva quotes this story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Turta, Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta. Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta comes up in Yuman Daf Tes. So the Ritva says, how does he get his name? Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta, Tur is a shore, is an ox. So, Om Rabbi Yerushalmi, and it says here in the footnotes, Lo Masanu, right? We don't know where this Yerushalmi is. That's the Masada Rav Kook. Mentions that. He says, but we have it in a Medrash. We have it in a Psikta in Parshas Para. Okay. So what's the story? About a Jew who sold a cow to a non-Jew, and the cow did not work on Shabbos. Didn't move. And the guy was like thinking, what is wrong with this cow? Every Shabbat doesn't move. So he goes back to the Jew, and the Jew goes over and says, to whispers in the cow's ear, don't worry, now you're owned by a non-Jew. You can work on Shabbos. Starts working on Shabbos. He was so inspired, he became Jewish. So, couldn't work on Shabbos again. But that's why he's called Rabbi Yochanan ben Turta, the ox. Right? I'm Rabbi Yerushalmi. Shenikra kein al shem shemachar parasa lagoy, velo ratzta lachrosh b'shabbos, ashaholach v'lochashla ba'azna. Unbelievable. Talking about das for animals. Certain animals had das. You might say that this is, this isn't a proof. This is somewhat instinctual. This is somewhat instinctual. An animal knows that it got into a rhythm of every 7 days it has a day off. So it might have been instinctual, but it wasn't, because right when he whispered into the ear. Right, it reminds us a little bit of that Rogachover. Remember that Rogachover? Rogachover had a Shaila of a woman comes to the woman in Dvinsk, I guess it was having a lot of difficulty because she had a baby, and for some reason the baby wasn't nursing properly on Shabbos. Every other day of the week the baby nursed properly. And for some reason, it was getting dangerous. I don't know what kind of formula they had in Dvinsk 100-plus years ago. Right? They didn't know what to do. They went to all the doctors in the world. They couldn't figure out why the baby refused to nurse on Shabbos. So the Rogachover says, it's a Yerushalmi in Baba Kama. The doctor said, why don't we know that? Obvious. But what's the Yerushalmi in Baba Kama? The Rogachover says, there's a concept of muad l'chov l'muad l'shabbos. Right? A shor muad. It might be a muad for weekdays and not for Shabbos, or vice versa. How is that possible? So the Gemara talks about, because people wear different types of clothing on Shabbos. So that affects the animal. The animal's not used to it, so maybe the animal's gonna go crazy on Shabbos and not go crazy the rest of the week, or vice versa. Maybe it's gonna be calmer on Shabbos. But it might be different. So the Rogachover says, wear weekday clothes. She wore weekday clothes, the baby nursed. Ah. So it's Yerushalmi. So sometimes animals are affected, even though we think it's Das, right? It's changing. But this is, that's the Rogachover. Anyways, that's the Ritva quotes that in Yuma Daf Tes, that from a Yerushalmi that he had, but either way that has to do with this type of issue of giving the animals to the Goyim on Shabbos. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, so what's the problem? Why can't we sell an animal, a behemagasa, to a Goy? The answer is because we're worried that you might come to be mashil or maskir it, and then that's a problem, because then the animal is yours and it's working on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Again, these next four words we can spend many hours on. They're chock full. She'ela kanye va'agra kanye. Isn't a shoel and a socher kona it? And therefore, there shouldn't be a problem anyway. Not only if you sell it, it's obviously, but isn't there kinyane she'ela? Isn't there kinyane schirus? Right, after a while, you're allowed to use it. Why is a shoal chayv an onsin? That's the biggest reflection. Isn't there some type of kinyan she'ela? Right? So that, and schirus? Again, each of those are like, it's a type of kinyan, but it's not a normal kinyan, not a regular kinyan. Right? And the mefarshim, Rishonim and Achronim, try to figure out what this middle type of kinyan. The language of the stipler is kinyan guf leperos. Some type of middle kinyan aguf lizman. Right? Or the ritvin kiddushin. And he alludes to it a little bit here, but the Ritva in Kiddushin is a very important lashon, Daf Mem Zayin, where he talks about what kinyan she'ela here means. It's a kinyan ishtamshus. It's a kinyan of usage. It's not a kinyan of ownership. Right? He talks about, the Ritva there says, She'ela matana liyome amanas lahachzir. That's a cool lashon. Matana liyome amanas lahachzir. It's a matana amanas lahachzir for the day. Via mailo kanya shol b'mashicha. There, the context of the Ritva is trying to figure out when the kinyan starts. When the shol is konitz. He says he's only konitz once he starts using it. Because that's the nature of the kinyan. It's a kinyan is not about the object, but about the usage of the object. Says the Ritva. The she'ela lo mikni le guf ha'kli klal ela tashmish shebo. Ve'ein ha'tashmish ha'hu roi liknos b'mashicha. Once you pull the rake, you didn't use it yet, so the kinyan didn't start yet. Kishem she'en osios niknos b'mesira. That's an amazing comparison. Just like Osios and Nikos ben Mesira. Here too. Right? You're only kone it once you start using it. And the Ritva, again, goes into more there. But again, these four words are tremendously, important. And again, how you understand it. But either way, the Gemara says, there's a kinyan anyway. So why? Is there an isser? Is there animal? So the Gemara says, okay, it's amazing the Gemara accepts that. The Gemara doesn't say, okay, come on, it's only a temporary kinyan. The Gemara accepts that. And says, okay, you're right, there's a different reason why you can't sell a behema gasa. Ela amar rami b'reid rabbi yeba gzeira mishum nisyone. The gzeira is because the goy might try to test the animal. Meaning what? You're going to be doing business with a guy 5 minutes before Shki on Friday afternoon. He says, I want to test it out. And he's going to test it out, and then you're going to call the animal. The animal will then go because of your voice. That will be leading the animal. That'll be you doing malacha on Shabbos. The nichalei de tezel. And the animal will go because of you. That will be the isser of mechamer, of leading an animal on Shabbos. Chayiv chatas. Right, and that's why the Gemara jumps from shvisas behemto to mechamer. Right, shvisas behemto is included in the sasakal malacha. Mechamer, that's a big discussion what the source of mechamer is. Mechamer achar behemto. Right, two of the isurim on Shabbos that are not within the lametes malachas are always, the two that are always quoted in the Gemara are mechamer and tchumen. Right, those two. But here mechamer achar behemto b'Shabbos is chayiv chatas. And therefore, that's why there's an isser of selling, because you might happen to do it right before Shabbos. And again, the Rishonim may discuss why the Gemara have to jump to Mechamer, right? Why isn't there an isser anyway of Shvisas Behemoth, still yours at that time? So the Rishonim discussed it here, the Ritva, the Ran, the Chul. Period. Maskal, Rav Shisha, Brei, the Rav Idi, Vischiris, Mikanyas, and now we're asking. We had a fleeting moment where the Gemara says the Kinyan works. The Gemara is out saying, is Chiris really a Kinyan? V'yotanan. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah later on, Adaf Chaf Aleph? Af b'makam sharmer lahaskir, even where we're allowed to rent out a house to an idol worshiper or a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, even if you want to say that's okay, and there's not a problem of lo sachanim, as the Gemara comes up there. Lola beis dira amru, you can't give it to him to live in. You can give him for storage. But you can't let him live there. Mipnei shemachlus l'tocha avodas kochavim. He's going to bring his idols in. If you rent a house out in Eretz Yisrael to an idol worshiper, and you're bringing Psalm into a house in Eretz Yisrael, v'sakadana schiris kanya, and if you say schiris is kone, hai kika ma'ayel or basika ma'ayel, what's the problem? He's bringing it into his own house. So why, if schiris is kone, so he owns it, not you. So what's the problem? Shani avodas kochavim techamira. Avodah Zorah is different. Even if technically he owns it, but if you're the mosque here, that's enough for it to be disgusting that you shouldn't have it in your house. It's enough to be called yours regarding Avodah Zarah. Right, we have that sometimes, that even if the technical halachic definition is okay, if there's a larger mius element, so that could still exist even after the technical halachic problem doesn't occur. Right, we have this in Baba Kama. Right, and the Gemara says that even if you say shinui kone, you might not be able to use something for a karbon. That was an Esnan Znona, for example. Even if you say technically it's not the item anymore, right? You gave wheat and now it's flour. But according to some Rishonim, it's still mitzvah babavera. Right? It's still mius to use, even though technically it's not. So here too, technically it is. But still, for Avodah Zarah, we have a higher standard. Next, Maskal Rav Yitzchak Breder Misharshi v'schiras mikanya. So, okay, we won't ask from Avodah Zarah, we'll ask from a different context. Ischiras konev hatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches, Shrumos. Yisrael shesachar parmi kohen, a Yisrael that is renting out a cow from a kohen, ya achilena karshine truma. The Yisrael is allowed to feed the animal that belongs to a kohen truma. Wow. What do you mean? A Yisrael can't use truma? Right, that sounds like it still belongs to the maskir. The Tosas Rid says, the karshinim are sometimes animal food and sometimes people food. That's why it would be allowed. If it was purely people food, then you can't do this. This is being mafsid truma. But it's also used sometimes for animals. If a kohen shesachar parmi Yisrael, on the opposite, if a kohen is renting out a cow of a Jew, aval bishem ezonoseha alav, lo yachilena karshini truma. Even if the kohen is responsible for feeding it, he can't feed it. Karshini truma. So what does that both of those show? Sounds like it's the maskirs. V'isagadai deschiris kanya. And if you say schiris is kone, amai lo yachilena v'yachilena paradidehi. And if you say schiris is kone, so why can't the kohen give him truma? Give the animal truma, right? Answer: Elishamina schiris lo kanya. So must be schiris is not kone. So if that's true, we go back to the original. V'hashadamir schiris lo kanya. Since we say that gzeira mishim schiris, gzeira mishim sheilo, gzeira mishim nisyone, then all three are okay. But it's interesting that for a fleeting moment, the Gemara accepted schiris and sheila as being kone. Meaning, it sounds like from the Gemara there is some type of kinyan there, it's just not full, and therefore, the Gemara would have rejected this out of hand. The Gemara didn't say, what? What are you talking about? The Gemara accepted it, and then quoted a makar for against that. Right? Tosas even says, for in yanim evo na'ah, it's not kone, Tosas dim maschol bahashta, right? There are certain, areas of halacha, maybe it's not, nikne enough. Rav Ada sharal lezvune chamra, Rav Ada allowed a person allowed his, well, you see, yada disafsira. Let's read those two words. He allowed the sale of a donkey through an agent, a safsira, right? Like Moshe Rabbeinu was called a safsira in other contexts by Maimon Har Sinai in Parshas Yisro. E misham nisyone, if it's because you might come to test, halo yada lakale da'az lamachmate. What's the issue of, he might listen to the voice, but the animal's not used to the agent's voice, and therefore there's no chashash of that. V'imishem she'la v'schiris, if you might come to sell it, to be mash l'maskir, kima delo didehi, lo moshev lo moger. The agent doesn't have the power to choose to be mash l'maskir. He has the job to sell it. So he's not going to come to do that. V'od mishum delo nigli be'muma. Also, he doesn't want him to like test it out because he doesn't want him to see any type of imperfections that might be there. He just wants to sell it as quickly as possible. So that's why there's no problem in this case. Tosa discusses here why aren't we gozer that not everybody right knows right. Shari the mizla asafsira. Tosa says tema amaylo asrina mishum the kishe yirua bebeis obekachavim yizrush abayla matzman machrulo. Not everybody's going to know that they used an agent. So they're going to be worried. Vasilim mishri bebailim. So this specific case, fine. There's no gzeir, but other people will see it. Midi da haviyashvur l'rabanan. Right, like we say that. The Yishlomah Tosva says to Safsira Kalisle. Everybody knows if there's an agent. They put up signs. He wants to know. He wants to get business. So they'll put up a sign. Verf shmaya piresh da havi gzeira l'gzeira. Gzeira da Safsira atu balabayas u balabayas gufeinu asa l'gzeir mishum she'ilav ischiris v'nisyone. 2 days. Gzeira l'gzeira, it's too distant. Or is it that Safsira is Kala Islay? Interesting to think about what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. What, the first day it does not hold of Gzeira l'gzeira? Doesn't hold that would be a problem? Okay, either way, 2 days in Tosas. Right. Rav Huna, third to the last line. Rav Huna Zavana, who Hayipara Lovig Ochavim. Rav Huna sold a cow to a guy, to an Ovig Ochavim, to an idol worshiper. Armalei, or here, I take it back, not a non-Jew. The Meiri says here, I didn't read the Meiri before, the Meiri says here, remember what I said at the beginning of the Masechta, certain halachos are tali on idolatry, certain halachos are tali on goy, non-Jew. So even in this Mishnah, you have both, right? The first parts of the Mishnah is about Revia. That's not about regular non-Jews, says the Meiri. That's about those idolatrous nations, which we can't even fathom, that were choshesh on the whole society that was nechshedu on Revia. It's unfathomable to us, right? While the other part of the Mishnah, if it's a Shabbos issue, that applies to all non-Jews. Good. Refunas avin ahipar lovig achavim. Armelei Rav Chizda, my time avin marhachi, what'd you do that for? Right, now let us sell a Behemagasa. I thought that maybe he's buying it to shecht. He's not buying it to work, and therefore he's buying it to shecht. Rashi on the bottom. Vitalinan lekula. And we're told lekula. I thought it would be make. I thought it was lenient. Umasnisan bibehema tmeya afilu bistama. Right. The Mishnah is a case where you didn't buy it. He doesn't think he's going to shecht it. You know, if it's a horo mufarish de la kiyumekoi, or the guy said I'm keeping it to work. But either way, Rav Huna says I'm pretty sure that that they bought it only to shecht. Where do we see that you could be mako like that? That you could be tola on something, then you could say that it's not lifnei iver. Ditznan. The Mishnah says, "Beishamay omrim lo yimkar adam parahacho reshes b'shvius." A person is not allowed to sell a para, a plowing para, a cow that plows in shvita to Rashi. Yisrael hachoshud al hashvius lo yimkar lo chaveiro para hamul medes lachrosh mishum lifnei iver. Beishamay says, "If I know my friend does malacha during shvita, I can't sell him an animal that he could possibly use." Ubeisilomatir, says, don't worry about it. He could be, maybe he's buying it to shecht. So you see from there, says Rav Huna, who says the Gemara for Rav Huna, that you can be mekel, because maybe, right, there's no lifnei iver where you could assume that he's going to, where there's a possibility that he's not going to violate. Which gets into the general hakira of lifnei iver. Do you get the aveira of lifnei iver if the person never does the aveira in the end? That's a big discussion. What if I'm machshil, but he's not? Nichshal, right? Do I get the Aveira right when I'm Machshil? Different Gemaras give different impressions, but here it sounds like, as long as there's a possibility, it's okay. Amar Rabba or Amar Rava, Midami. No, you can't get any other cases. Hasam, Eidanda, Mitzubah, Shvises, Bamta, Bishvias. Over there, once I sell the animals, there's nothing to do with me anymore. Right? So maybe there were more Mako. Hacha, the Mitzubah, Shvises, Bamta, Bishabbos. Here, the issue is Shabbos. The issue is, it's something still connected to me, so you can't get any other cases. One second. Anywhere a person is mitzuve, it should be aser, even if there's a possibility. What about a person's field? Person's field, a person is mitzuve, to leave it fallow. Shvitas karka. Vitznan, or Vitanya, this one's a brisa. Beishamai omrim lo yimkar adam sadanir bishvias. Beishamai says, right, I have to be responsible for all of Eretz Yisrael, right, being shamut, right? Beishamai says you can't sell a sadanir, a field that you can let lie fallow during Shvita, because the person, you have to be worried that the person might work it. Ubeisil matir b'neshiachom b'alvira. Beisil says, no, maybe he's going to leave it. Maybe he's not going to use it. So again, there it's about the sadeh. So the sadeh, right, we have to make sure that nobody works it. Maskal Ravashi, the kolhecha deina de mitzuveh shari, so we're knocking out both. What, every time somebody's mitzuveh, it's aser? It's not true. Now we're asking the other way. Every time somebody's not mitzuveh, it's mutter? Kolhecha deina de mitzuveh shari, vahare, kalim. Deina de mitzuveh shari, says kalim b'shvias. As we know, I don't have an iser of my plow doing malacha during shmita. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says in shvias, you cannot sell these types of kelim to somebody during Shmita who you think that might be doing malacha. All these types of tools that are used for working the land. So both parts of the equation are knocked out. Right? Even if something is also to you, it might be mutter to sell, and you're not worried about lifnei iver. Even something that is mutter for you, it might be asur to sell. So El Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, okay, as follows. Kalecha diika lemitzla talinan v'afalgav de mitzuveh. Ravashi says, if you have a chance that he's not going to do the malacha, then you're allowed to. You're allowed to be tola. Right? But you could, because again, right, the Rashi explains here. A person wants a piece of land. You know, and, why is he buying it now? You don't have to think that he's going to work the land. It's real estate that's available now. And if it's real estate that's available now, then you could rely on the fact that there is a kula. But if there's no tlia, why is he buying a plow now? He can't buy a plow next year. Right, he's buying a plow now. So lo talina nafagadeina mitzuveh. Nothing to do with mitzuveh or ina mitzuveh, it just has to do with the possibilities. Vaita, Rabba zavenehu chamer li Yisrael. Hachashe limkor lo v'kochavim. Rabba sold a donkey to a Yisrael who was chashe to sell to ovdei kochavim. So amalei abayim, my time yavad marhachi. Why'd you do that? Amrle, I know the Yisrael's vini. What? I just sold it to Yisrael. Amrle, v'ha'azol mazvin le'lo v'kochavim. But he's going to then turn around and sell it to an ovei kochavim. Answer, lo ovei kochavim kamazvin l'Yisrael lo kamazvin. What, he's only going to sell it to an ovei kochavim? Maybe he'll sell it to a Jew too. You know, if he'll sell it to a Jew, there's no worry that anything's going to happen. So I don't have to worry about that. Right? This relates to what we discussed last year, you know, lifne to lifne, a little bit, two steps. Esvei, makam shino agulim kar behemadaka l'kusim ochrin, where the minhag is to sell behemadakas to a kusim, meaning that kusim are not chashud on revia mochrin. Shalolim kar ein mochrin, but where the minhag is to not do, then ein mochrin, my time up. Is it because they're chashid on revia, and that's why there would be a minag not to sell? Umi chashid, is that really true? Are kusim, remember the non-Jewish nation that did a semi-conversion, right, that didn't really believe in Torah Shabbal Peh? Vatanya, but we learned in the Tosefta, ein ma'amidim behema b'tukol shol ovdei kochavim, zachar meitzal zachar, v'akadikei vasei zolcheiros, right, the Isra of Yichud, right, in the relating to the parking your animal, ma'amidin. You can't even do males, animals, and male idolaters, and women and female and female. And surely the opposite gender. And you can't give your animal to their shepherds, and you can't create any yichud. Right, you can't miyachten iman, and you can't be miyache with them. Right, Rashi says either this is because of Mishkav Zachar, or it's because, I'm sorry, that's going to be the next line. This is, you can't be miyache with them because of Shvichas Damim. Vein moser lam tinok lam to sefer lam to umnis. And you can't give your child over there to learn by him, to educate. So here Rashi says either because of heresy, Mashkele Minus, or Mishkav Zachar. But either way, again, this is a type of society which we can't fathom, where there was a chashad of murder. You can't go get a haircut there because they might cut your throat. Rachmana Litzlan. Aval ma'amidin behem b'b'b'tiko shal kusim. But the issue is only by idolaters. But by kusim, it's mutter. Zachar meitzel nekevas, and nekevas yitzel zacharim. Vein sarach lomer, zachar meitzel nezacharim, nekevas yitzel nekevas. And surely, it's all mutter. Umoshe behem alerosh alahenu miyachdeni moem. Now there's no answer of yichud, and giving over your animal to them. Umoshe onlem tino glando sefer lando umnis. Alma lo chashidi. What do you see from this whole tosefta? That kusim are not chashudim. So therefore, why is it that we said before that there's a minog in some places not to sell to kusim? Right? What's the issue? The Otanya, and the Brisa also says, ein mochrin lahem, you're not allowed to sell them, lo zayin, below clay zayin. You can't sell them types of weapons. To an ovi kochavim, this is. Right? We're talking about ovi kochavim. You can't sell them certain types of weapons. Below ein mashkizin lahem as a zayin. You can't sharpen their weapons. Vein mochrin lahem, lo sadam, below kolgrim, below kfalim, below shashal barzo, all these types of weapons and handcuffs. Echad ovi kochavim, v'echad kusi. And again, this brisa says, even a kusi, my taima. Inim et chashidi shvichas damim. Right? If there's chash shvichas damim, umi chashidi are they? The first brisa we just quoted said not. Ha'amidu miyachdeni mohem. Elamishum, thus is vun lovi kachavim. So what are all these isurim about? It must be because we're choshed that they're not choshed to do all these things, but they're choshed to then sell it to an ovi kachavim. So then we're back to the kasha of how did Rabbah sell it to someone who was chashud to sell to an ovi kochavim, right? Shouldn't that be usher? Abaya asked. So Gemara says, v'chitim akusi lo avichuva, Yisrael avichuva. And if you want to say, well, there's a difference. A kusi, you're right, there's a problem to sell it to a kusi, he might sell it to an ovi kochavim. But a Jew's going to do tshuva. Well, we can maybe be choshe, a Jew's going to do tshuva. V'yamar av nachman amar abar avuwa, kederach shamru asur limkor lo ovi kochavim, kach asur limkor li Yisrael, achashur limkor lo ovi kochavim. So how'd you do that? Again, even if a Jew is going to do tshuva, wonderful. But so he took the musr. So Rav Basrei Tlasa Parsi, he ran after him three parsos, v'ikadami parsa v'chala, or one parsa in the sand v'adrachei, but he couldn't catch up. Right? He realized that he's something he shouldn't have done. Period. Amar of Dimi Bar Abba, kederach she'aser limkar lo v'kochavim, aser limkar lo listim Yisrael. Right? Not only could you not sell to a goy, you can sell to Jewish hardened criminals. Listim Yisrael, say Echidami, Ida Chashid the Katil Pshita, Haino Avigochavim. Right? If these are Chashid to be murderers, then it's the same issue. They're like Avigochavim in terms of selling them the types of weapons. Vita lo Katil Amaylo. And if they're not Chashid to kill, so what's the issue? Answer, La Olam to lo Katil. Generally, they don't kill, but Vachamayaskinon, Bimishmuta. They're trying to slip away. They're fugitives. They're on the run. So, dezimnin da'avi latzuli nafshe. If they feel in danger, they're gonna self-defense. They're going to protect themselves. And therefore, lamaskana, you cannot sell to the Yehudi who might sell it to someone else, to an ovik achavim. And Tosfos discusses the issue. Why isn't this considered lifnei de lifnei? Right? We had yesterday's daf that always two steps, you never have to worry about it. Lifnei de lifnei. Why is this different? And Tosfos has a line here, which is much discussed by the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel and others. Look at Tosfos La'ove, V'yesh Lomar Da'hasam. Why over there is it not a problem of lifnei de lifnei? Over here we say it's still aser, and over there we say it's mutter. V'yesh Lomar Da'hasam Mari Ba'ovid Kochavim She'eno Musar Al Lifnei Iver. Whoa. Is a non-Jew included in the Isra of Lifnei Iver Lozidei Mechshol? So that's another nafkamina, klali prati, right? Could a non-Jew give another non-Jew a piece of Eiver Menachai? Is that Lifnei Iver Lozidei Mechshol? So it's is that one of the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach? That's a good question, right? But that's Tosfos' issue here that is discussed. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tana Rabbanan. And again, I'm not sure about tomorrow if there'll be a shiur. But Hashem, the next day I'm going to try, but just the next a week and a half to 2 weeks or so is just the schedule is a little erratic. But Hashem, we hope to have every shiur up. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. The Refu Shalema Shlomo Chaim Michal Ben Reisel Leah, Shav Refu Shalema, and also Lezecha Nishmas Dr. Alan Goldstein Avram Ben Menachem Moshe, a man whose dedication to his patients was matched only by his love of learning and teaching Torah, sponsored by his children, Dvorah and Kenneth Polinsky. Okay, we'll stop here.